The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Snow is snowing. Wind is blowing. I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
You got us to keep you warm. Yeah, baby.
Can't remember.
Yeah, baby.
Worst December. Watch those icicles form. What do I care? Icicles form. Got my love to keep me warm.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. 6:06 on AM 970. The Answer. Look, it's December 20th. Uh-oh. You know what? You got some days. You still got a couple of days, right? I think I'm trying to nail everything today, Christmas time wise, and just I'm ahead of myself, which makes me nervous. You know, I think I got everything I need. That's when I get nervous. This is like a show when I do the Christmas stuff with the kids, because I have three of the kids. I got Allie and Michael and Olivia. You know, on Christmas Eve, because they're going to have their Christmas with me. And then I have Charlie on Christmas, real Christmas Eve. We're going to do the seven fishes, right, to mom's, to the birthday presents. And then I was mandated to take her back home. You know, you ever notice, you're always told what to do if you're a dad, right? And you'll do this, and then you'll do that. And then we do it, you know. You say, okay, we're dads, you know. So I'll take her back and then spend Christmas with mom. It's like a show. I got to make, because it's Christmas time. You know, there's no safety net. And when you're single, correct me if I'm wrong, you're single, you don't have this. You don't have this. Honey, could you take care? You know. And then if you're single, you don't have this. Honey, could you take care of this? And then you don't have this. Oh, you can't do anything right. So it's okay to go. I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Hey, great to have you with us. We got a great show for you today. Mike Rowe is on the show. How cool is that? How cool is Mike Rowe? He's such a great guy, a television host and extraordinaire, and he's got a hit song out now, and he's got a new series, and he's always so eloquent and well-spoken, and we're very proud to have Mike on the show. Monica Crowley's going to join us as well. Monica is with us, and Roger Stone. I got a call over the weekend to do some kind of Roger Stone Zoom, because why, and I don't think Roger would mind me telling you this, is that he has, I don't want to say a bankrupt, but he's got money situation because the government went after him for no reason. And if you're not proven guilty or the president pardons you, you know what? The DOJ should pay every single dime of Roger Stone's legal fee, because in this administration, they've weaponized the Department of Justice. You know they have. And they went after Roger Stone. They went after everybody else. And as a matter of fact, don't you feel nowadays when somebody says, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? What, the government went, or the IRS? Don't you say, oh, political takedown? That's the first thing I say. I don't believe anything that I read anymore. Anything that comes out of the Department of Justice, this Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, I say nothing happened, because they didn't go after the people who start with the Steele dossier. All those lawyers are out. Or Hillary Clinton. They let it go with this whole Russia hoax. It went away. I don't believe anything. That I am so just frustrated and down on the government, you know, under these, oh, gosh, what's happening down there now? And with the virus, will you stop with the virus? They can't figure out what to do. It's this administration is the biggest fail of any entity, not just of any presidency, of any entity, any venture. They have failed miserably because they tried to stick a guy in there. They stuffed the ballot box and I'm being kind when I say that, you know, but that whatever they did there's their guy, Joe Biden, right? He's the creature from the basement comes out. It's like a bad sci-fi movie. Amy, Nina, here I come out of the basement, sniffing and whispering. It's creepy. And then, and I was with the guy till Afghanistan. I said, man, I don't understand that. They just recently brought more Americans back. Where's the press on this? Where's the guts? Come on, NBC, CBS, come on. Where's your guts as a reporter? They back out and they chicken out of everything because they're afraid to be criticized for speaking the truth, for crying out loud. And now with this virus, if the Omicron's coming in, whatever's coming in, this is the answer to everything. Are you ready? Move to Florida. No, this is what everybody's doing. The answer is the monoclonal antibodies therapy. It could work because I remember I talked to different doctors. I said, what about ivermectin? They said, yeah, it works. And then one doctor told me, not for my patients so much, he said. He goes, that, and he said, you know, it did work. I said, what, doc? The doctor told me hydroxychloroquine. I said, really? He goes, yep, I had good results with that. Not so much with ivermectin. So we don't know. And this government will not acknowledge the antibodies that are built up once you have the virus. They won't acknowledge that as immunity. You should get a vaccination card if you had the virus. Or you should not a vaccination card. You should have a card. I had the virus card. I had it and I have the antibodies. This is the most mismanaged, messed up. I'm watching my language. It's a disaster. And now we're back with this other variant. And by the way, I'll wear the mask. Give me the mask. Hey, by the way, I'll get vaccinated. I'm going to get vaccinated just in case. And this was the best this weekend. It's like, okay, so there's some COVID around, COVID like that. So you think, automatically people think you get COVID, you're going to die, which isn't always the case nowadays. But who's going to mess around? Because if you're from New York, you've seen the mismanagement in New Jersey, mismanagement of them putting people from nursing homes into hospitals and vice versa, and people dying. So you worry and then I've seen a lot of people with underlying illnesses that they didn't know they had, and the virus was the finishing touch, just the way the communists want it, you know, the way they developed that, or the way they accidentally were so negligent. So now I have a show on Friday, and I'm going, okay, and we'll tell you, we'll unfold everything in a second, what's happening. So we hear who's got what, who's sick, what's got, and I'm thinking, well, now I'm going to go with a whole bunch of people. I want to be with my mother on Christmas. I said, so now I go, let me get, and Captain Frank is driving. And I say, all right, let me go to Walgreens, or let me go to CVS, and I'll get an instant test. You can't find them. You can't find them. Remember when Donald Trump said the drugstores are going to have everything, they'll vaccinate, they'll have everything? What happened to that initiative? Because that was a very smart initiative, and it never came to fruition. And this administration threw away everything that Donald Trump even suggested. Now, I want to get tested before I go in front of a lot of people, and I want to make sure I'm okay. I don't want to be, I felt great, no fever or anything, and I'm sure I was fine, but just in case, they don't know, you can carry it. If you get vaccinated, you're still a carrier. If you get vaccinated, you can still get the virus. What the heck is going on? What's going on? No one knows what's going on. So let's get a place where you could get tested whenever you want. Jersey says, oh, we'll send you a test. Yeah, but I could trust that. Nothing. So I called all over. Then I went to, I go on, and I'm on my, and now I got sound check, you know, like around 4 o'clock on a Friday. It was Friday. So a sound check. Now I said, all right, look, I called Rick Gordon, my conductor. I said, Ricky, just run it. I'll be there. I'm going to be a little late, but just run it. You got it. And of course I know the show, but I always like to rehearse with the band. But I said, let me get this test. So I blow off sound check. I never blow off sound check. I blew up sound check, and now I'm driving around trying to find a place to get the test. There's nothing. I go to that XL walk-in care. Nothing. Hi, do you take a rapid test? Oh, no, no, we don't. No, nothing. And in New York, there's lines for testing. It's a disaster. It's a everything that Biden said. He goes, I'm going to stop the virus. He made it 10 times, a million times worse. So now what do? And thank God I can do this. I text my doctor, who I drive crazy. Hey, hi, Doc. How you doing, Doc?
What do you want?
No. Are you okay? He goes, are you okay? No, I'm fine. I go, there's no test places around. Any of your offices? He goes, I swear to you, the text was, Joe, pause. You got vaccinated three times. You had the virus. There is no way you're going to get the virus right now. I've never seen a patient thrice vaccinated who had the virus with all the antibodies. I said, well, can I get tested anyway? Like that. Drive him nuts, you know. And I'm the other extreme, you know. I understand you can't dictate to people or mandate to people, but I'm like, okay, I'll take the shot. I'm one of those guys, you know. So thank God for my good doctor. He opened up his office. And by the way, he said he saw over a dozen folks with virus. So I went in, so I got tested, came back, it was negative. It was negative, and I'm fine. But, I walked in, and it was fine. And the sound check, by the show, great show, by the way, at Liberty National. We were at a place called the Hudson House overlooking the Statue of Liberty in Jersey City. The band was smoking. People backed out. A lot of people did not go. It was the most beautiful event that my buddy Sean put on from Liberty National. It was like their Christmas party. And it was spectacular. They had they had me there. Then they had more people coming, dancers coming out. Then they had people from Cirque Soleil. It was amazing. But it was about, a third of the people that would have been there. But, and we still worked. Darn, if you're going to do a gig and no matter what happens, people got scared from the virus. They stayed home. I still worked and we did a great job. Grace of God, it worked out great. And I love just laying back and just working with a great band like we had on Friday night. But however, people were afraid and they're afraid and but people still without masks, walking around without masks and stuff. So, and then that kind of excuses me out when people are in your face, and they're like spitting when they're talking. So I don't mind the mask thing, but I don't know that the mask really works the way they say it does because the droplets go through unless you have an N95 hardcore mask, Oh, this was the best too. I meant to tell you this. I'm sorry. 617. Listen, and we got a show. We do have a show for you. But there was one guy, and he had a mask on, this old man, and it was a gigantic mask, and he looked like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was such a big mask. It looked like he had a mask, man, that was like, he looked like, one of those, what's the animal that eats snakes, the animal that kind of digs up snakes in the ground, and he's walking around, he's talking loud, and he's in the
mask. Aardvark?
Aardvark. Yeah, that was my aardvark. Thank you. So now I'm thinking, how is this guy going to play the horn? He plays the clarinet, I said, and saxophone. How is he going to play? And he's talking, and I said, my gosh. So we start to play. This guy, we did sing, sing, sing. He nailed the Benny Goodman clarinet solo like I've never seen, man. He took that mask off. It was like he was holding back, I got the mask. The mask is off, and I'm going. I was so pleasantly shocked. I was on the drums. This guy was wailing. I mean, wailing. It was funny. But everybody's scared. The point is they're scared. They don't know what to do. And there's nobody in charge. There's nobody in charge. So let me put this forth, because we always come up with a solution. Get the monoclonal antibodies testing in that, like Ron DeSantis has in Florida, where you walk in. I hear they got some of them in New York. The press, the president won't talk about it. You can beat this if they know for the one thing that works for sure more than anything else is getting those antibodies in you. The monoclonal antibodies. Why in the name of God doesn't Governor Murphy, Governor Hochul, why doesn't the President of the United States say, we have what we're going to do, we're putting up all these sites like Ron DeSantis did in Florida, And that's why the Florida rates are so low, and we're going to go in. And if you feel like you're sick, you'll go in, you'll get tested, and if you have the virus, you will get the antibodies. There is the solution to stop this thing. We have therapies to stop it. They don't want to stop the virus. They don't want to stop it. Joe Biden does not want to stop it. He's going to speak today, and you know what? All he's going to do is try to scare you again. And I don't know how we as a people can rise up. I could talk about it on the radio, but how do you rise up and say, you've got the therapies, do something about it? They won't do anything. They like us being shut down. They like us not being, what is going on? What is going on? Where's the press on this? Where's the objective press, the investigative press? Look, we've got something that works. Bring it out. And also, it's an assault, another crime on humanity from the Biden administration, is not helping people get cured from this virus that won't go away. And they don't find out from China how it happened. You know how it happened. I know how it happened. They won't get to the heart of the matter. Where, oh, my Lord. Well, listen, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you how you could beat this thing. I'm telling you how to investigate this thing. And the press is, it's the worst they've ever been. It's an embarrassment. There's a few conservative outlets like us, and we tell you the truth. We tell you what you could do to stop this thing. And because it is, the virus is dangerous no matter how you look at it. It's not just a cold. It's not. It's insidious and it can kill you. And you got to know that. But we can beat it. We can beat it, and they don't want to beat it. That's my, the pharmaceuticals, in my opinion, own every politician, almost every politician, and they want us to pay for the vaccine so they can make more billions of dollars. They do not want to stop this, in my opinion. Call me and tell me I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. Bruce Blakeman's going to join us. Bruce is the new Nassau County elect executive, Nassau County executive elect, and he really won that big race he won in Nassau County. Bruce will join us, and Dr. Nina Ratcliffe will join us. We'll get into it with Dr. Ratcliffe. Dr. Perry Halkidis, Dean of the School of Public Health at Rutgers University at Newark. We're going to find out a lot about the virus this morning, so stay with us, okay? Mark Morgan, what the heck? You know what? Texas is building its own wall down at the border. You can't make this up, man. They are. Mark's got all the information on that. Tanya Chapman is a widow of Johnston, South Carolina, Police Corporal James Chapman, lost in the line of duty. We'll take some time with the Tunnel to Tower Season of Hope right there. Monica Crowley's going to join us. Roger Stone is on the show. And then the great Mike Rowe is going to join. Very, very excited to have Mike on the show, as I am Monica and the rest of the great cast that we have on this program that Joe Sebilia has worked so hard. And we'll get to Joe in a minute. We'll get to Al in a minute. Debbie's on the roads right now. Happy Monday, December 20th. Are you okay present-wise? Did you figure out everything for Christmas yet, Deb?
I ordered a whole bunch of stuff online last week, and I'm waiting for everything to arrive now. I did go shopping yesterday in the afternoon for a few hours. The lines were outrageous. You know, it was just crazy.
People were out, though, huh? They were out shopping.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, masks on, like in most instances. But like you said, not everybody, you know?
I know. I saw it when I was out. Nobody had nothing. And then right. I got taken to a party. You know, Stacy, my business partner, said, Joe, there's a guy who's a big fan and he wants to meet you. And I don't go out. I just don't want to go out. So I said, all right. So I went out and it was a great time. People were great. The guy was so, but nobody was wearing masks. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. All right, everything's all right. So yeah. I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be okay. You know, if they just don't listen to Washington, we'll be fine. Right, Debbie?
Well, hey, it's scary. It is scary. I mean, we know how serious this virus is. You know,
Don't want to diminish that at all. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bear. If you get it, it's a bear, and mm-hmm. it could take your life if you're not careful. Don't let. That's the one thing I don't go along with. And they say, oh, it's just a cold. It's not a cold. This is a virus that can get you, like the flu, like cancer, and everything else that could hurt you. Hey, Joe on the radio. We'll get to the bottom of it. And we'll talk to a lot of medical experts today about it as well. 6:24, Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhaim.
And good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe Sebilia. Let's see what's happening, guys. On the eastbound Gowanus, traffic slowing down up past 92nd Street. It's an accident right in the HOV lane, so watch for that. Also on Eastern Parkway into Utica Avenue, closed with police department activity there. Grand Central Parkway westbound at Union Turnpike. An accident was just cleared away. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 15, Holland about 20. Let's go out to 22. 22 westbound at Summit Road into Mountainside. An accident. The right lane is blocked. And over on the Garden State Parkway northbound at 140, an accident getting up through Union. Over on the Thruway southbound, slowing down 13 toward 11, starting to build, heading down toward the area of the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Moving okay this morning on the subway. Sunny today, high of 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mongoose, aardvark, or mongoose.
Mongoose,
the animal that, you know, what is a mongoose?
I'm not Jack Hanna.
It's a Joe texts me, mongoose. And I thought it was an aardvark. I thought it was an aardvark. Okay, we'll get into it. But vital statistics in the morning. We want to be straight. No fake news. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I have my relief factor in front of me, and I'm going to take my morning dose of relief factor, 100% drug free, and I want you to get out of pain because it gets me out of pain remarkably, by the way. And I'm going to tell you about Saturday too. I was running around Saturday, and I'm thinking, thank God I'm taking relief factor because I could go, I could walk, I could carry, I could talk and get in and out of the car and without the pain. And I attribute that to relief factor, but I can't tell you clinically. Make a clinical statement here, but I can tell you to try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, like I always tell you. 3-week quick start, $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or you can call 800-4-RELIEF. You will love who you talk to at Relief Factor. They are so nice at Relief Factor. We want you to feel the difference. Try the 3-week quick start. Let's start there, all right? And then I just got my new big package of Relief Factor, and I think it'll get you out of pain. It's $19.95. And give yourself 3 weeks. Work for me in 5 days. Let's see what it does for you. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
So, I stopped by to see Joey and Cynthia Falco over the weekend. Saturday, I went to my great-grandfather's hometown of Madison, New Jersey, and I went to Rose City Jewelers. It is beautiful over there. You got to go. Hey, Madison, what a beautiful town. We tell you about it, you know, but it's Rose City Jewelers, and it says gemologists right there. So we went in. I saw the most beautiful items that you can get for great prices, at a lot of crystals there, you know, a lot of the kids, the young gals nowadays are into crystals, you know, you got to see because Kat designs her own crystals right there, all original jewelry. They really take this seriously and they know what they're talking about and you can get through. I saw necklaces, breathtaking necklaces, all rare gems, you know, for really good prices, I'm telling you. So you want to check out Rose City Jewelers, One Waverly Place. You can't miss it. If you go to beautiful Madison, New Jersey, they have a tree right there. It is such a beautiful town, and you will see Rose City Jewelers right there. You can start with a phone call, by the way, 973-377-2146. I had a great time, and when I ended up shopping up and down, you know, Madison there, I went to the toy store, you know, and then I needed a scarf. I went to the store, and I walked with Joey, and it was, and everybody's so friendly and nice. It's worth the trip, especially during this Christmas season. It'll really get you. Carolers were outside the tree singing Christmas carols. It was great, you know. But really, if you want some special gems, special jewelry, you want to check out the gemologist Joey over at Rose City Jewelers. He knows exactly what you need. And when I tell you Burmese ruby and tourmalines and blue and pink sapphires, gorgeous jewelry. You know, and you're thinking and you're panicking now what you can get that special. Check out, please, Rose City Jewelers, 973-377-2146.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's Perry Como, 6:30. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Great to have you with us. Just lovely to have you with us. It's been crazy. I tell you what, I said Saturday, I got to close this out. I needed, like, some stocking stuffers. I wanted to stop by Rose City Jewelers. I wanted to stop Madison. And then I wanted to go, and I wanted to go to the gravesite of my father and my grandparents. So I went to Madison and said hi to everybody, did shopping in the beautiful town of Madison. And then I had bought some wreaths, and I bought some Christmas things to put on the grave. So I went to visit my father's grave close by, right? And he loved Christmas. Pop loved Christmas. And I just wanted to go to the grave, and I put the wreath down, you know, and he's got all the World War II acknowledgement there. You know, he was a captain in the Second World War, but as he was about to get out, they commissioned him to be a major. And that, so when he died, we went to the military and we said, look, can we take that commission? Can we put that on his tombstone there? And they said, yep. So he got permission. So, you know, and Pop was so, you know, he was just so matter of fact, he probably wouldn't have wanted it, but he is now, now a major, Joseph Piscopo. So that was great to see. And then close by to Pop, his parents are buried. So I went over to spend just a second or two, you know, just a minute or two, just to pay respect to my grandparents, and laid a wreath down there. And then the man who came to that neck of the woods over by Madison, New Jersey, is my great-grandfather, Vitaliano Spizio, from the town of La Spezia in northern Italy. And of course, he's got a tombstone. He died in 1905. And he's got a tombstone that is really, you could tell it was just a rock back in the day. Died of pneumonia. He was about 64 years old. But he was a gardener. He grew and sold roses in Madison, the Rose City. So when I was with my buddy Joey showed me a book of Madison that he gave me. And I looked through and I saw the immigrants. I saw the immigrants that had come in from Italy to Madison to work in the fields to grow the roses and to sell them all around the world from Madison. And then I looked and I saw, I said, one of those, because I don't have a picture of my great-grandfather, one of those could have been my great-granddad. But it was that I talk about every morning. That's what I'm talking about. If you look at the picture of those men that came over and those women that came over from Italy and from all other countries, but in my case in Italy, They were dark. They were, even though Vitaliano was from northern Italy, they were dark. They were prejudiced against. They were treated with no respect, just as I don't want to use the word slave workers. I don't want to be that dramatic, but it was almost like that, you know? And then I'm watching them, yet they didn't complain. You know, they did. They just kept going and trying to do better and then try to get educated and learn the language and the laws because they were in America. They wanted to be in America, and they worked so hard with their hands, you know. And again, therein lies my whole mantra for being on the radio, for being able to tell you that we have to carry on the legacy. And that's what I said at the grave of my pop, you know, doing the best I can make. When you make mistakes, as all of us have, but yours truly particularly, you go, what was I thinking? The dumb things you've done in your life, you know, nothing illegal or inappropriate, but just dumb, just dumb. And you know, and you don't want, you know, they didn't stay on your game. I'm speaking for myself. And but now I always say coming on the radio is a responsibility, and I feel like I maintain the legacy of we can never forget what your parents and your grandparents have done to get you to where you are. You just can't throw that away, and that's what's happening. That's the political mantra of Washington now, and you and I, we understand that, we embrace that, we appreciate that. It's all about la familia. It's all about all the how hard they work to get here. You know, no matter what you are, Irish or Jewish or, you know, Italian, it doesn't matter what you are, Chinese or black or Latino, people struggled to get to where they are today. And you got to appreciate and stop complaining. Stop complaining. If you're complaining, then you're not working hard enough. You want to know the truth? If you're going to go out and you're going to protest and burn down, then you're just not doing your job in getting the word out. You can't. How do I know? Because that's how the Italian-American community became so strong. The Jewish community became so strong. And all of the other ethnicities that built this country became so strong. They just worked through it. Not that it was right. Don't get me wrong. It was egregious. It was probably illegal. The largest mass lynching was of Italian-Americans in the United States. It was of Italian-Americans. 11 Italian-Americans, they ripped their bodies apart. They pulled them out of the jail. When one Italian was wrongly accused because they were Sicilians, inexcusable. So when we talk this in the morning and I see you and I tell you how much I appreciate you listening, or I meet you and we chat about families, we chat about God, we chat about our country, and I'm proud to be of all those things, that comes from my parents and my grandparents. It's a legacy that is our responsibility to carry on. And when I get fired up, if we say things that we disagree, or we see an assault on this great country where my great-grandfather came over and worked with his hands and got dirt in his nails just to become an American, and you're going to try to take that away, it ain't going to happen. We will not let it happen. And don't think for a second that it's going to happen, that you're going to ever take this country down. Joe on the radio at 6:36, and Al's in the newsroom. We'll go to the guys when we come back. Right now, Al's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
27 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio, incoming Mayor Eric Adams agree shutting down New York City is not the answer to the latest surge in COVID cases. Both leaders are encouraging New Yorkers to start their vaccine series or top their series off with a booster shot. The city will also expand testing efforts within the next couple of days ahead of the holiday weekend. However, Mayor de Blasio is still deciding whether or not to cancel the New Year's celebration in Times Square. It comes after New York State reported more than 22,500 cases on Sunday, with more than 12,000 cases coming from New York City. New Jersey is topping its own grim records when it comes to COVID-19. State reported 6,533 new cases on Sunday, which is the fourth straight day of more than 6,000 infections that have been recorded. State also confirmed 8 new deaths related to the virus. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Governor Murphy said he's leaving all options on the table right now when it comes to COVID-19 protocols. In sports, Cowboys crushed the Giants 21-6, the Dolphins over the Jets 31-24. Mets have hired Buck Showalter as its new manager. It's a 3-year deal. The Nets' COVID-19 issues continuing. Brooklyn had its game against the Denver Nuggets postponed by the NBA due to 10 players currently being in the league's health and safety protocols. They will also not play tomorrow against the Washington Wizards. Both of those games will be rescheduled. The Golden Knights beat the Islanders 4-3 in a shootout. Penguins over the Devils by the final of 3-2. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Let's see what's happening on the subways. Over on the 1 train, you're suspended 242nd Street, Van Cortlandt Park, into 215th. And that's all due to some ongoing issues with a bridge malfunction over the Bronx. Let's go over to the inbound GWB. That's 20 minutes into town. Lincoln, 25. Holland, that's up to 35 minutes already. 78, that's the Newark Bay Extension westbound, getting right into that merge with the New Jersey Turnpike main line. It's an accident there as well, so it's right past the Newark Bay Bridge. 22 westbound at Summit Road in Mountainside, a collision there. Garden State Parkway North at 140, a crash as well. Eastern Parkway is blocked with a police shooting activity going on over at Utica Avenue in the Crown Heights area, so definitely steer clear of that. And over on the Grand Central Parkway westbound, right at LaGuardia, it's an accident in the process of being clear. Jackie Robinson westbound at Union Turnpike, another collision. Sunny today, high of 38. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say fall is the best time of the year. It may also be a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So proud to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. In the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives September 11th, 2001. But in the face of horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. Those heroes were part of the war on terror, America's response to 9/11. They fought for us, but they never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony. Now, Tunnel to Towers is making sure the sacrifice is never forgotten. So the foundation's Season of Hope, and we'll be featuring that later on in the show, runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. So do good in their honor, please. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Invite Health. Invite Health is great, but you want to build up your immune system. You got to try this Blue Granite TX. A Blue Granite TX is a liquid beverage enhancer loaded with antioxidants and polyphenols from blueberries and pomegranates. And whether you're at gym or work or school, you just add a little shot of Blue Granite TX into your favorite beverage for a refreshing power punch of nutrition. You get all the benefits without the sugars and carbs found in most drinks. Blue Granite TX has no carbs, no sugars, no alcohol, 2 calories, you know. So you're going to love that. And right now, you buy one bottle of Blue Granite TX at suggested retail. You get the second bottle for free. You double up. 4 bottles, you get free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-694-2345, 800-694-2345. It's 800-694-2345 for Blue Granite TX. By the way, don't forget those other herbal tinctures, we call them, like Tranquil TX and Green Tea TX for more easy and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning, 6:43. We got a great show for you today. The boys are here, Al's here. Good morning, Albert. And
good morning, Joe
Sebelius here, and Joey's doing great, but he's not in the studio, and he's out and about. Now, Joey, tell us what's going on. How you doing, buddy?
Well, Thursday I wasn't feeling too. Oh, and by the way, it's a mongoose, but Thursday
mongoose. That's good. Well. Good mongoose. Thank you. Great. Perfect.
Yeah, okay. Ricky Tikki Tavi from the Jungle
Book. So anyway, right.
So I hadn't been feeling well. Thursday night, my throat was bothering me. Earlier in the day, I thought maybe it was from all the oranges I was eating. My stomach was upset. I had a headache. Yeah, so I said, you know what, I'll rest, and if I still feel sick on Friday, I'll stay home and I'll go get a test. And sure enough, I did. Got the test, waited 3 hours to get a COVID test at CityMD. The line was wrapped around the building.
Oh, God.
Got in, had the rapid test and the PCR done. The rapid came back positive for COVID. So once again, for the 15th time, I'm in quarantine, and this time for Christmas. So the song, Home for Christmas, really means a lot to me this year.
Well, wait a minute now. Does the quarantine go into Christmas Day for you, kind of? I'm trying to add the days up.
I think it does, yeah.
How many days
I'm not going to want to go near my family and risk getting them.
I think it's 10 days once you test positive, or you have to get two negative COVID tests.
I don't know about that rule, Al, because –
No one knows anything. Nobody knows anything. I thought it was 5 days. Now is it 10 days? No one knows. But answer me this, Joe. So – You got the quick test, the rapid test, and the PCR is still, you're still waiting on that.
I'm still waiting on the PCR results.
Yeah, well, that's the one that's more accurate. I got the PCR just to make sure, but it came back quickly because I bugged my doctor and it was a complete pain in the neck.
Right. Now, I didn't go and get tested because I'm feeling no symptoms whatsoever. So
I got tested because I'm a hypochondriac.
Right. Now, full disclosure, since we're already letting it all out of that, the cat out of the bag.
Go ahead.
So Joe Sebelia contacted me in the afternoon on Friday to let me know what was going on. And, you know, I was a little concerned. And then, of course, but concerned enough to not go to a brewery and have beer? Of course not.
You went out anyway.
Right.
You're
so I pick up my friend. We go down to the brewery.
Breathe on your face a minute.
We ran into somebody that knows you, Joe Piscopo, that goes to church with you. But before I walk into the brewery, Joe, you called me to let me know that you were going, you know, to get tested. And you said, you know, maybe you should go and get tested. I said, nah, you know what? I feel fine. I'm going in. So I went in and figured the alcohol would kill the germs. And I had a few beers, but I feel fine. I have not shown any symptoms over the last several days. So I'm not planning on going to get tested unless somebody, you know, forces me to really go get tested. But at this point,
so we
I'm
had
not
a
going.
Cure all along is essentially what Alice said.
Yeah, booze. But I will say this. Joe had to wait 3 hours to get tested on Friday at CityMD. There is a stand out here right on Wall Street. It's literally as you walk down to the stock exchange. They've been out there for a couple of months now. And normally I see two people, three people getting tested, and they do both tests. You can get a rapid test or you can get the PCR test. They give you the PCR test results within 48 hours. Let me tell you something. On Friday when I walked down there, the line was 45 to 50 deep, stretching all the way back past the Duane Reade. There were a lot of people getting tested. Now, it's free. The city is opening up more testing centers and stuff, but this is going to be the problem. You're going to have these people waiting on lines for hours, hoping that they don't, they're not positive.
To your point, Joe texted me, said I got COVID. It said, and I don't even think I said, are you okay? I said, oh my gosh, I better worry about myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Said, what did Al say?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
You said, what did HR say and what did Al say? And then you told me.
Wow.
And then I said, by the way,
like I'm some expert.
Well, because I think you know, you've got good common sense sometimes.
No, but wait, let's peel it back even further. Joe Sebelia, tell Joe of the text that you got from a certain someone of an event you were supposed to go to on Friday night.
Oh yes, I got a text from, I was texting somebody on Friday morning that we all know.
Somebody you know, Joe.
Yes. Okay. So I was telling, he was asking me what he heard on the radio, and he said, well, what's your COVID quarantine excuse this time? So I said, well, my throat was bothering a little bit. And he goes, oh, please.
Meanwhile, a couple hours later, he tests positive for COVID.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Probably
really?
A smart thing that you. No, not this other person, Joe Sebelia.
Joe Sebelia. Okay.
Oh, please. Right. You're staying home for that?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
But this is the importance of getting tested, right? So Joe Sebelia didn't feel well Thursday night. He called me Friday. Joe, you were off because you were preparing for your show at Liberty. And, you know, he said, you know, should I come in? I'm not really sure. And I said, you know what? Play it safe. Stay home. Go get yourself tested. Just make sure. And if it's negative, great. But if it's positive, at least you know. Now, if he hadn't gotten tested and came in on Friday, there's a possibility he could have exposed a lot of other
people.
Joe,
you did good. You did great. And you're feeling okay.
Thank you.
You're feeling okay now. You're feeling better now. You're right.
I thought you said your funeral.
It's coffee.
Does that answer your question?
What is it in your lungs? I mean, you know.
No, I mean, it's like any cough. You know, your chest is a little cloudy.
It gets me crazy. Can we stop just for a moment? Because again, after you said I got this, and I go, and then I hear it's out there, and I see people are scared. The people were scared, and I see a lot of cancellations for the gig on Friday. The people were coming in this huge party. People are afraid because the White House is there to petrify us. That's all they're there for, to scare us, to tear us down. That's all this administration is for. They're not there to help in any regard. So they tell us how bad it is. So then a guy like me, because I'm dopey enough, I go, well, geez, I better worry about it. And I do, just to be sure. Now, what if I didn't have a great doctor who was my personal friend? What if I had to wait and go to the drugstore? What if I had to wait in line? I have a show. I have to work, but I don't want to take my risk
myself. Beyond the people.
I don't want to go.
I don't wait for tests. Give me that swab. I'll shove it up my nose myself. Oh, you say saliva? Here it is. Beyond the people. You don't understand. Very important.
I can't wait. I can't wait in life.
How dare you make me wait for a test? I have to stand here among the peasants. I don't wait. But you know who I am?
I am not like that, but it's more so of me getting
sick. Being the hypochondriac of getting sick. No, I stop. I go,
Captain Frank is driving, and I go, oh, there's a Walgreens. Let me go in and see if they got the
Were you stopping at every Walgreens along the way?
Exactly what we were doing. It took 2 hours. A 40-minute trip took 2 hours because I was stopping at every. We call it the COVID tour now. We call it the COVID tour. I'm going to go. I'm looking for it. And so I'm waiting in line, and I'm at a Walgreens. There's a guy breathing down my neck. And I'm telling you, guys, he's right behind me. And I'm looking. I'm like the Larry David guys where you look, you know, where you have the place where you got to stand 6 feet. I stand there, and I'm 6 feet away. Stay away from me. And I look at the guy. It's like, will you please just back up? Why do guys do that all the time?
I got to stay in line.
It's like, guys, it's not going to move any quicker. Oh, my Lord. But I got the test. It was negative, so thank God, all right. But still, you know, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to still go and get a, you know, the test at the store where you can get
another
the test.
One?
Yeah, well, yeah, I might just do that.
Well, but you can find them, right?
Well, you know what? Can't find them. And then I call one place and said, we may have them in noon. There is a delivery at noon. So now I'm going to say, I will be there waiting for the truck to pull up. But you know what? It's like, I don't know because we don't know. Does the virus incubate in 48 hours? If you get a negative, I got a negative. But have I caught it since then? I don't know. No one knows.
I know. And you know what? And you're triple vaccinated, but then you hear Cory Booker now tested positive, Elizabeth Warren tested positive, and they're vaccinated.
It's scary, right? Yeah, it is. My doctor did say he's never seen triple vax and someone who's had it have it return. But listen, in my opinion, this is me talking, the way the communists came in up with this thing, however they did, whatever they did, it's insidious, to quote my sister Carol. And it is dangerous, and you got to deal with it handily. Hey, Joe on the radio, 652. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic for you. Wear your mask. Wear your mask in your car with no one in the car.
Whatever you have to do.
Debbie, how are we doing this morning, Deb?
I hope Joseph Beale is okay. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride to the Grand Central Parkway, slowing down westbound at Kew Gardens. It's a rough road surface, only one lane squeezing by. You're also moving slowly on the Grand Central Parkway west out by LaGuardia with an accident as well. Let's go out to 22 westbound at Summit Road and Mountainside, an accident being cleared. Garden State Parkway North at 140 and Union, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You know now, and you see it, we were talking before we got on the air, that you're getting more for your car everywhere. Like if you have a car and you want to take it in, it's worth so much more. But particularly at Route 22 Toyota, they are paying over book value because of the landscape of the automotive industry. It is upside down and backwards with the supply chain. They can't get parts. Your car is worth so much more. I'm going to give you a number, but you can go to Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and you could just get over book value for your car. I'm telling you, that's what Route 22 Toyota, Alex Kinsella and the team is doing over there. 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex's team, please. Get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You could visit them at 109 Route 22 West. It's in Hillside, New Jersey. Or start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Joe.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A dry and tranquil weather pattern is expected for most of the week ahead. For today, sunny and seasonably chilly, the high 39. Remaining clear tonight, the low 33. Sunny to partly cloudy and not as cool tomorrow with a high of 45. Clouds give way to sunshine on Wednesday, the high 47. A bit chillier Thursday with a high of 40. And turning out mostly cloudy by Friday with a high of 47. Chance for a bit of rain later overnight. I'm meteorologist Adam Sadbury with AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Here's the number right off the bat. You got to go to Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Ostrand for the greatest Italian meal I think that you will ever have. All the food, the cuisine. I could say I call it cuisine because it is really far and away a spectacular Italian restaurant. Michaels of Brooklyn is 718-998-7851, all made from scratch, the cuisine. The sauce is made right there at Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can join the Sauce of the Month Club. You can get the gnocchi there is spectacular. They make it from scratch, please. And not to mention the pastas and the parmesans and everything else, the arrabbiata sauce, the puttanesca sauce, the marinara sauce. Oh, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. And then if you see it in your supermarket, and you will around the country, you pick up Michael's of Brooklyn, you know what you'll say to me? Joe, forget about it. You're not going to believe how good it is. Michael's of Brooklyn. Call, please, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Christmas time in New York City, baby.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Well, I hope you're in the spirit. Yeah, but everybody is panicking. I mean, you see people in their car by themselves, and they're wearing a mask, and they're just trying to scare us. And better safe than sorry, but they have a therapy for this virus. They have a therapy. They have therapies that could stop it. Why don't they do it? We'll talk to Nina Radcliffe about it. Bruce Blakeman is with us, Nassau County Executive-Elect. Dr. Perry Halkidis is going to be with us, Dean of School of Public Health at Rutgers University. Tanya Chapman, Monica Crowley is going to join us. Roger Stone on the show. Mike Rowe, The host of Dirty Jobs, Mr. Rowe, is going to join us. And you always at 877-970-2999. Mark Morgan is with us as well. We got a full show. Hey, it's Monday. Hey, it's December 20th. Hey, it's almost Christmas. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. And we are coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.